This goes to Dr. Gross, GROSS, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Marcella, M like Mary, A-R-C-E-L-L-A, Brower, it's B-R-A-U-H-E-R, date of birth 10-9-1945. Dear Dr. Gross, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Brower with hypertension, gout, and myelodysplastic syndrome. Her last visit was December 27th of 2021. She usually has annual visits with us. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She does see Dr. Akkad, it's A-K-K-A-D, hematologist, and he monitors the myelodysplastic syndrome. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea or chest pain, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligram once daily. Lisinopril is 20 milligram a day. She's off naproxen, and she has started allopurinol, 100 milligram once daily. And vitamin B12 used to be once daily, 1,000 microgram daily. Now she just takes 1,000 microgram twice a week. Physical exam, weight 155 pounds, pulse 92, oxygen saturation 94% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff 128 over 68. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 15th of 2023. Creatinine is stable and actually improved at 0.9. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Albumin 4.4, calcium 9.0. Sodium 145, potassium 4.2. Carbon dioxide 34, phosphorus 3.9, uric acid was elevated at 7.6, hemoglobin 9.7, white count is normal at 3.6, and platelets are normal at 159,000. Assessment and plan. 1, hypertension, currently at goal. 2, gout, without exacerbation, currently on a new dose of allopurinol for suppression of uric acid levels, and myelodysplastic syndrome with improved white count and improved platelets, but slightly lower hemoglobin, to be followed by Dr. Akkad. The patient will continue to have lab studies every 3 months for us, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.